This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today on this beautiful, beautiful moment that we spend together right here on Women of Grace Live. We love to have that holy conversation with you. This is a beautiful, beautiful day because it's Friday. And what is Friday? Well, Friday is that day when we give glory to God for all of the ways in which He has shown up in our lives. I invite you to give us a call today to share with us about that. And I'm going to have a little special twist on that, which I'll share with you in just a moment. But the toll-free number for you is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live. We love having holy conversation with you. It is toll-free for you here in North America. If you're outside of North America, we have a number for you too. It's country code 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. Do want to let you know that we're also available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. At those social media sites, we've got a chat feature, and you can leave your question or comment, your insight, your inspiration, or your word of encouragement right there for us. We'll get it retrieved. It'll go up on the board. I'll be able to address it, and we'll have that holy chit-chat together. Yes, we will. I like that. That's a really clever phrase. I'm going to try to remember that one. Holy chit-chat. I'm just thinking about the fact that, you know, all of our chit-chat should be holy chit-chat, right? Our conversations should be holy, in that, you know, we're using them to either upbuild the body of Christ or to give glory and praise to God, you know? And one of the ways in which we can do that is just by guarding our tongues and our mouths to make sure that we're not using them in a way that's offensive to God or to neighbor. You know, oftentimes, you know, we tend to fall into little ruts along the way. And we don't use our voices. We don't use the capacity to express ourselves in a way that does build up the body of Christ or give glory and praise to God. So holy chit-chat. Yeah, that's a good thing. Holy chit-chat. Well, we want to have that holy chit-chat with you today as we give glory and praise to God for all of the manifold blessings that He's bestowed upon us in the past week. And I'm also very eager, in addition to getting glory and praise reports with regard to how God has shown up in this past week in our lives, you know, also too, because guess what's coming up on Sunday? It's Father's Day. Yeah. So let's give glory and praise to God for, first of all, God our Father. But in addition to that, you know, if you've got a story that you want to share with us about your father, about your dad, a way in which you were outrageously well blessed by him, if you have been impacted deeply by a good and holy priest, a spiritual father, then share that with us. What about a granddad? My granddad. I'll tell you a story about my granddad on the other side of the break. Yes, I will. I get all, smiley when I just think of my grandfather. He was such a dear, dear soul. And so I will be very, very happy to share my story with you to kind of kick it off in that direction. But yeah, I think that would be a very nice way to pay tribute to our fathers today and to give glory and praise to God for the gift of them in our lives. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Do want to let you know about some of the very good things that are coming up at Women of Grace. First of all, this evening, oh my goodness, this is so wonderful. Tonight, this evening, we are going to have a Young Women of Grace online event. We try to have one of these a month, and this is going to be beautiful. It's on the Eucharist and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The saint that our young ladies will be getting to know a little bit better is St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. Of course, very, very important, beautiful saint. She is a saint to whom our Lord appeared and entrusted to her the whole message of the Sacred Heart. So we're going to be talking about St. Margaret Mary Alacoque tonight. There will be a Catholic word to know. Our Catholic nomenclature is important to know and understand. We'll take a look at the Catechism and see what the Catechism has to say about the Eucharist and about the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll pray a decade together. And we've got a special guest tonight, Sister Therese Maria Thoma. And Sister Therese Maria Marie. Maria is a beautiful, beautiful Maronite Rite religious sister. She'll be talking with our girl. She also hails from Australia and is just an absolute delight in every way. I've had the occasion to meet her a couple of times, but most recently when I gave a one-day retreat for the Maronite women there in Pittsburgh at the St. Charbel Spiritual Center that is located there. And it was wonderful. And Sister was just glorious in every way. So I am eager for our young women to get an opportunity to meet her. We want for you to join us. Now, listen, this is for young women, but I got to tell you, you can sign up and come too, even if you're, well, not so young. We would love for you to join your daughter if you want your daughter to attend, your granddaughter, your niece, your goddaughter, maybe your neighbor girl, maybe one of your students. But we would love for you to come even by yourself. So check it out. You might want to consider leading our Young Women of Grace study group. You'll get a sense of what we're about by coming to this very special event. So it is a Young Women of Grace online event for teen girls tonight, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, running until 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The theme, once again, is the Eucharist and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And, you know, you'll click right on our site to register. We need to have that information so we can get you the Zoom link so you can join us. And it's going to be just a lovely, lovely evening. And so we're inviting you to get in touch with us and to join us for this beautiful event. It is going to be lovely, I can assure you of that, because, well, I don't know. Our Blessed Mother shows up at these things, and it's just all so glorious. I do want to let you know about something else, too. We are seeking individuals, both English and Spanish speaking, who would like to facilitate or assist with our highly acclaimed Women of Grace Foundational Study Series. And this is a beautiful study series. We have helped women throughout the United States and beyond to come into a deeper relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ by way of the reality of their feminine genius, the gift of their authentic femininity. And we're looking for women who have a desire to help other women to enter into such a beautiful exploration. And even if you've never taken the study yourself and you feel a drive to maybe just do this with a group of friends, we want for you to consider it. As a matter of fact, we're encouraging you to consider it and to join us. We're going to be having an orientation session for our new volunteers and facilitators that's going to be happening on June the 26th. That's later this month, June the 26th. We are having this beautiful special event. And we have all of the information for you once again at our website, womenofgrace.com. It will begin Thursday evening, June the 26th at 7:30 p.m., ending at 9 o'clock p.m. Free, of course. Just get out there, take a look at our website, sign up for it, and we've got contact information for you and all kinds of really good things. So we're inviting you to check it all out at our website, womenofgrace.com. I'll tell you what, you know, if you're listening to me right now and you're saying, "Ooh, I hope that the Lord doesn't want me to do such a thing." Well, I'm just going to tell you, that's one of the ways in which you know that the Lord is calling you to do such a thing. So if you say, "I don't think I could ever do that," oh, the Lord wants to prove you wrong. Yes, He does. He wants to show you how adept you will be at doing just such a thing. So check it out on our website, womenofgrace.com. And don't forget about that special event tonight for our young women of grace. We're coming back. You hear that music, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It's a glory to God day. We are proclaiming the marvelous deeds of the Lord with a special emphasis on fathers in light of Father's Day. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Happy to be with you today. You know, on Fridays, it's a glory to God day. We give glory and praise to God for all of the ways in which we have recognized, right? Recognized His hand at work in our lives through the past week. And today, because we are preemptive of Father's Day, today, I thought it would be great fun to give glory and praise to God for our fathers or our spiritual fathers, gentlemen who are in our lives that really help for us to grow. In some cases, it could have been a coach, it could have been a teacher, but it could have been a parish priest or a priest friend of the family who was very instrumental in your life. It certainly could be your grandfather, an uncle, for example, as well. So we're inviting you to give us a call. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about today. That's just what we do here. But I like to give, you know, a particular emphasis to the way in which God has blessed us in our lives. And speaking of Father's Day, get this, as I mentioned, this Sunday is Father's Day, and we do want to honor all of the father figures in our lives. You know, our dads, our grandfathers, our pastor. Be sure to tell your pastor on Sunday, Happy Father's Day, Father. That'll put a big grin on his face. You know, and even remembering so many of the priests who have influenced us through the course of our lives and sending a little prayer their way. And get this, we've got a new Holy Father. We've got Pope Leo. So, of course, we want to thank all of these wonderful men to the extent that we can for their paternal beatitude that was shown to us. But we also want to thank God our Father who has entrusted these great men to us. And so let's make this a very, very special day in that regard. All of that being said, we want to hear from you here, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We have got Tom Price screening today. We have Pedro Keyless out there in social media land. Just go to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel or Facebook page and leave your message for us. And we've got Vanessa Sanchez making it all happen right there in the studio on the campus of EWTN. We're going to go to Brandon right away. He's a first-time caller from Canton, Ohio. I'm ringing my bell for you, Brandon, to welcome you to the program today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Absolutely. Well, I just firstly would love to say that, you know, you were instrumental in actually my conversion to Catholicism at my RCIA program, Symbolon, which I believe you did with Dr. Shree, and your story about your son and then subsequently your husband just was very impactful. So I just wanted to say I appreciate you sharing that. Your emotion was palatable even, you know, through the footage. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Brandon. Thank you so very much. It was an honor and a privilege for me to be invited to make those segments for Symbolon. And so many people have found Symbolon to be such a beautiful, beautiful instrument in helping them to make that process to come into the Catholic Church. So thank you very, very much. We're, very grateful to the Augustine Institute and to Dr. Ted Sree, a good friend of mine, for all of the effort they put into that. So what's on your mind today?
Yeah, so it's actually very serendipitous that, you were mentioning, Father's Day, is coming up. I didn't even make that connection until I called in, but, my wife and I have been having conversations over the years about wanting to have children, but we are unable to have children physically ourselves. And, when I was younger, I really didn't think I was interested in being a father. But as I've gotten older, I kind of want to be able to pass that on and be, have something that continues on after me. But we're not physically able to have children. So we've been talking about multiple routes, but I wanted to know what the church's leanings were toward surrogate mother, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for asking this question. You know, technology has provided us with opportunities, if we want to phrase them that way, that can achieve what we think to be very great goods in our lives. But there is a beautiful, beautiful Catholic ethos that accompanies the right way and the wrong way in which we ought to use technology. And with regard to reproductive technologies, the church stands very firmly on the side of the good that can be done by them and through them. However, all of that has to be looked at through the lens of what is God's desire for a human person to come into existence. And so the church always looks at the unitive dimension of bringing a life into the world, the unitive dimension being the coming together of a man and a woman through the conjugal embrace that can lead to the conception of a child. She does not approve of any means that separates that act from the procreative act, whether that is through contraception denying the possibility for a life to come, or, you know, through some of the reproductive technologies that are available today that would separate the reality of that union of husband and wife. I'll point out in vitro fertilization, for example, where the sperm has got to be procured and then inserted, you know, either into the womb of the woman or even within a test tube kind of a reality. You know, this is not what the church envisions. It's not what God envisions. Surrogate motherhood would come into that same category because, number one, if it's my understanding is that the way that works primarily is through in vitro fertilization. So the sperm would be gathered, you know, from the man. And, you know, if that sperm is not being gathered through the conjugal embrace, then it's an immoral action, which is making that sperm available. So number one, then we have a problem right there, because that would be a mortal sin. Then we take that, and again, it's through in vitro fertilization that the surrogate mother would become pregnant. And so that, again, is a destruction of that unitive dimension that the church stands by as being the way in which God desires that children be conceived. What I do think is beautiful, Brandon, is your deep desire to parent a child. And this is a wonderful thing. And that desire, I believe, is coming from God himself. So what does an individual like yourself and your wife, what do you do as a couple in light of the fact that infertility has been the portion of the cross that God is asking you to carry, at least for this moment in time? I'm assuming that you have exhausted some of the resources that are available that can use technologies to help us conceive, such as natural family planning, which, you know, can be used to help a woman see when it is that she is fertile. Some of the other means that are available that the church would approve of that are available. If those have all been exhausted, then, you know, and the desire to parent still remains so strong and fervent, then perhaps the Lord is asking you to parent a child that is not yours biologically. Perhaps he's asking you to bring a child into your life who, for one reason or another, is in a state of needing parents by way of adoption or even fostering. I have a beautiful, beautiful colleague who was adopted at, I believe it was 6 weeks after he was born, and he is ever so grateful, first of all, that his mother gave him life, his biological mother, but second, for the parents who adopted him. And an interesting thing is, after they adopted him, they naturally conceived another child. And so, but the tie between these two men is very great and very real. And the attitude of heart that this gentleman has towards the parents that adopted him, they are his parents. So I would encourage you to just ask the Lord, you know, you've put this desire in my heart, and it's a very vivid desire. It's a very real and ardent desire within me. And how would you help me to live that and see what doors he opens for you? But the church's stance on surrogate mothering and in vitro fertilization is very firm.
Okay, I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Another resource for you: the National Catholic Bioethics Center is a very good one to consult for discovering, you know, what does the church say is okay, what is not okay. Also, the NAPRO technology of Dr. Thomas Hilders out there in Omaha, Nebraska, is an excellent resource for individuals that are in your situation. So I would encourage you to check all of that out, okay?
I appreciate that. I'll look into it. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon. And thank you for that dear desire that you have. It's, I think, coming from God himself. God bless you, good man. Bye-bye now. You know, these are very tenuous moments, and we are looking at the What do I want to say? The advancement of technology, which can lead us into areas we ought never to go. We sometimes think because it can be done, it should be done, or because it can be done, it's morally licit. And I so appreciate Brandon asking that question. And we need to continue to ask those questions, especially as we face the new horizon that artificial intelligence is opening up for us. Just because something can be done doesn't mean it ought to be done. So these are the things that we've always got to rely upon good guidance and the direction that comes to us from Holy Mother Church. Let's get to Rita. Rita is in Boise, Idaho today, listening to us via Salt and Light Radio. Living Bread Radio was the way that Brandon was with us there in Canton, Ohio. Good morning to you, Rita.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry I put the phone down.
That's okay.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you, you were asking for things that you got from your dad.
Yes.
And I was one of seven children in our family.
Yes.
I was number five. And my dad had a really good personality, really was warm with people. And he imparted that to all the kids in the family. And what he said was, when you meet people, you make them feel comfortable by asking them about themselves.
That's right.
Ask them questions. And you will go away from the conversation. And they will think, you're such a good conversationalist only because you were asking them about themselves and they were able to share of themselves. And I found that what my dad taught us did work.
Rita, you know, your dad was a very wise man and gave you excellent advice. And that is absolutely the truth. And what a beautiful way in which it really initiates charity, doesn't it? It's a charitable enterprise to ask someone about themselves, to let them share with you about some of the moments in their lives that are very important to them, to engage them in a conversation about perhaps their family, their children, what they do for a living. This is a beautiful, beautiful way of developing a holy friendship. We were talking about holy chit-chat, and that can lead to some very, very lovely holy chit-chat. So I think your dad was very wise, and it's obvious that he led you along a very good path. Thank you for sharing that, Rita, because you've affected the lives of a whole bunch of people listening today.
Yeah, well, I think you do that with people, too.
Well, you are precious. Thank you, Rita. God, thank you for your call today, and thank you for that beautiful memory and beautiful word of wisdom from your dad. Bye-bye now. I want to go to Ruth. Ruth is in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, too. Yes, I am. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have that holy conversation with you. Yes, we do. So do give us a call here. We're giving tribute to our dads today on this Glory to God Day. We're giving glory and praise to God with an emphasis on our dads, but we'll take any way in which the Lord's blessed you through the course of this last week or even in the past. 833-288-EWTN is the number for you to use. That's 833-288-3986. Also, we are available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply use the chat feature there. Hey, Ruth, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm dandy. It was lovely to see you in George last week.
It was a beautiful retreat. Yeah, the Holy Spirit was definitely present. The talks were wonderful. The music was wonderful. The Eucharistic adoration, the masses, everything. Just beautiful, the holy friendships, the conversations behind the conversations. And yeah, just lovely. Just lovely. It was great to see you and for George to meet some of my sacred sisters. And I'm thankful to him because without him, I couldn't attend these things. And yeah.
Well, you know, it is beautiful, Ruth. And, you know, I have to just give tribute to a very holy priest, Father Levi Hartle. So we give glory and praise to God for Father Levi Hartle for desiring to put on this event. And it was held at his parish, St. Andrew the Apostle's Parish there in Charleroi, Pennsylvania. And all of you listening have heard me leading up to that, inviting you to come and to join us there. And Ruth and her husband traveled in from Easton, PA, which is in central Pennsylvania. And Pittsburgh is, you know, far west, almost almost in West Virginia and almost in Ohio. And they traveled in, and Ruth is disabled, and it takes a great deal of effort to get places. But nonetheless, they wanted to get under the spot where the glory pours out. And it certainly poured out over the course of the time that we spent together. Mike Aquilina was on fire for the Lord. Just incredible talks that he gave. As Ruth is saying, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, we attended two masses, the Mass of the Day and then a Pentecost Vigil Mass. Beautiful masses, beautiful, beautiful holy celebrations. In addition to that, the music of Praise Nation was just off the charts wonderful. And they played through the course of a two-hour period of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, and the Blessed Sacrament was processed through the church, and it was outrageously touching. And yes, Ruth, you're right. A lot of our women came, well, a handful of our women came. I don't often have, you know, our ladies showing up at every event that I go to, but they came in. We had two women from Maryland that came in. We had you were there. We had two women from State College, Pennsylvania that came in. And we were able to plant our Women of Grace study right there at St. Andrew the Apostle Parish that's taking place there. So we're really excited about all of the fruit that was born from our time together last weekend. It was beautiful.
It was, and you also had someone from Virginia.
Oh, I did. That's right. Excuse me. I did. I forgot about our Virginia person. Wonderful. Yeah. So, yeah, that was interesting to have these ladies come in. And I just think that, you know, when we avail ourselves of the good opportunities that are available, tremendous things happen. And we experience the fruits for not just days, but weeks and months and years to come. I still go back to the very first charismatic conference I went to and am grateful to God for all of the fruit that's developed from that conference, which has led to this apostolate to women. So it's an amazing thing. We'll give George my best, and thanks for calling in, Ruth, and we'll talk to you again really soon. We want to talk with all of you too. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're giving glory and praise to God today for all of the ways in which he's blessed us in this past week. And maybe you have a story to share about the way he's blessed you through your dad or a spiritual father in your life. We want to hear it right here on Women of Grace Live. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. So happy to be with you today. Well, here we are. We're in the second part of our program today, and I'm eager to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN is the toll-free number for you here in North America, inviting you to use it today and use it every weekday at this same time on this same station as we have that holy chit-chat with you, holy conversation, lifting each other up in this mystical body of Christ so that we might walk that beautiful walk that takes us to the heart of God. Woohoo! What a wonderful thing. Again, that number is 833-288-EWTN. We're available for you too out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply use the chat feature there. Put in your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. We'll get it up on the board, and I will be able to address it. Yes, indeed. We have Pedro Quiles that's doing all of that retrieving out there in social media land, and we've got Vanessa Sanchez that's making all of the controls work in the control room to get us out to you today, and Tom Price is answering the phones. I'm telling you, I work with a great trio of people. What a wonderful opportunity it is, too, to use these airwaves for the glory and the honor of God. Lavina on YouTube says, "Happy Father's Day to all fathers in the world. Amen. May the Lord continue to strengthen, guide, and bless you all in Jesus' name." Thank you, Lovina, for such a very, very beautiful prayer and petition to God on behalf of all fathers. I don't know a father who doesn't think that he needs some help in raising his children. Because if we think that we can do all of that on our own without the blessing of God, without the inspiration, guidance, and wisdom of God, well, we are fooling ourselves. We are really, really suffering with a big ego complex. So yes, indeed, we want all fathers to be strengthened and guided and blessed by God in the mission that is theirs by way of their paternity. We want to get out to Winnie, too. She's in Rochester, New York today on Station of the Cross, and she's got a story about her dad. We're looking forward to your story today on this Glory to God Friday about the way that God's shown up in your life, or maybe specifically through a spiritual father or your biological natural father. Hey, Winnie, how's it going?
Good. How are you? So glad to talk to you, Janet.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you, too, Winnie.
I want to tell you, this is a very old story. I mean, it probably happened in the late 1950s. Anyway, my father, someone came to the door, my best friend's father, actually. There was a black couple wanting to rent an apartment on our street, and he had a petition in his hand and wanted my father to sign that they should not come and live on our street. And my father just said a very vehement no. And then he shut the door. This is my best friend's father, kind of in his face. But he didn't, like, actually slam it, but he did, you know, very kind of just put the door closed. And he really taught me not to judge people by their color.
Yes. Well, Winnie, you know, I'll tell you what, these are powerful teaching moments for children. And I sometimes wonder if we understand completely, and, you know, I call myself into accountability here too, how much our children notice the way in which we deal with others and, you know, really learn from the example that we set. And your dad set a beautiful example for you in this moment. He really helped for you to gain a great, great insight about the beauty and the wonder of every person created in the image and likeness of God, and to look for that reality in the you know, expression of every human person. And you know, and that's a hard thing sometimes, because, you know, there are people in our lives that we're naturally drawn to. You know, we meet somebody and we say, wow, you know, I just this person's great, I get along with them, we see things similarly, you know. But then there's people that the Lord entrusts to us that we don't really, you know, see eye to eye with, or who have irritating habits. I remember something that St. Therese of Lisieux wrote about a religious sister in her community who, I believe it was her teeth. She used to click her teeth in a certain way when they were in choir, and it drove her crazy. And, you know, so much so that she began to be repulsed by this nun. But she goes on to say that she knew the devil was mixed up in it. Because, you know, her response to this woman was not coming from a place of charity, but was coming from a place of irritation. And, you know, at a certain level, kind of like, as I mentioned, the word, you know, being repulsed by her. So she began to pray for this person, and she began to sacrifice for this person. She began to do little kindnesses for this person. So much so that this particular religious woman said to her one day, "Saint Therese, what is it about me that attracts me so much to you?" You know? And then Saint Therese writes, and this is in her Story of the Soul, which is her autobiography. Then she writes, "I knew the battle had been won," because of course she didn't have those feelings towards this religious sister, but she acted as though she did. And this is the beautiful thing. And your dad taught you a beautiful lesson in charity and in looking beyond some of the, certain kinds of realities about others that could set us off in a wrong direction. And he taught you a very, very beautiful lesson about how it is that every person is created in the image and likeness of God, and therefore ought to be respected and ought to be loved. And we've got to bring our sentiments in line with that truth, as opposed to the truths of the world, or, you know, our own irritability. Thank you, Winnie. That's a beautiful story.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm missing him even today.
I know. We miss our dads, don't we? Yeah. Well, while we're getting the next call up on the board here, and we're inviting you to call us 2-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I'll tell you a little story about my grandfather. So my granddad was an electrician for the borough in Pittsburgh where he lived, and he was a hardworking man. He was a very bright man, but he only went through 4 years of school. He went through fourth grade, and that was not uncommon for the period of time in which he lived. His parents had a chicken farm, and so they needed him at home, and that's what he did. He went home and he worked there, but he did become a tradesman and became quite successful at his trade. He had a sharp, sharp mind, understood the stock market, and did very well in the stock market, I have to say. But my granddad loved us grandchildren. There were 13 of us. And I know I've shared with y'all about my grandmother. He was married to my rosary praying grandma, who prayed a rosary a day for each one of us. But two little quick stories about Grandpa. We would spend every Sunday at their house. And when it was time for us to leave, we always knew that we were going to get a quarter from him. But what he would do is he would line us up and he would say, okay, come and give me a hug and a kiss on the cheek. So we would all go up, give him a hug and a kiss on the cheek, and he would give us a quarter. We just thought that was fantastic. A quarter back at that period of time was a lot of money. I mean, you could get 25 pieces of penny candy for a quarter. We thought we were millionaires. But another instance happened when I was a freshman in high school and I had been invited to a dance at the public school. Well, my father did not want me to go to the dance, didn't want me to go to the dance at all. As a matter of fact, he was vehement against it. But my granddad sat him down, had a father-son talk with him, and said, you need to let her go and we will drive her and the young man to the dance and we will pick them up. So that's what happened. But what intervened, the moment that I want to recall to you intervened in between the sit-down talk and the drive to the dance, my granddad one day met me after school. I didn't know he was coming, but there I walked out of school, and there he was in his work truck. He was sitting there, and I went up. I said, Grandpa, what are you doing here? He said, I'm taking you shopping. I said, you're taking me shopping? He says, yes, I'm taking you shopping for that dress that you need for that dance. And so I said, well, do my parents know? He said, yes, they know. Just jump in the truck. So I did. We drove down the street. I was going to school in a little town, and you know, there were beautiful little shops there. We went into one of the shops, and he sat there, and I tried on these dresses and came out and said, what do you think of this one? What do you think of this one, Grandpa? What do you think of this one? And the one that he liked was the one that I wanted. And so he purchased that dress for me. So such fond memories of what do I want to say? The affirmation that I received from my granddad, just that affirmation that made me feel very, very special. So if you're a grandfather out there, you pay attention to those granddaughters of yours because they look to you for that beautiful, beautiful affirmation. Lovely, lovely thoughts that we're sharing today about the men in our lives who have been fathers to us, either by, you know, being our natural dad or by way of their spiritual paternity. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love having that holy conversation with you. It's a Glory to God Day. We want to give glory and praise to God for all of the blessings that He's bestowed upon us in this last week or at some point throughout our lives. And because Father's Day is right there in our crosshairs, we are giving a special tribute to dads today. So do give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us here. We're also available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. We've got Pedro Quiles out there. He's doing the retrieving of the questions or comments that you leave for us there in the chat feature. Tom Price is answering the phones. Oh, and there's another way that you can get in touch with us too. You can text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question or comment. Tell us who you are, where you are, and how it is that you're listening to us. We're going to get it retrieved of and up on the board there, and I will be able to address you and your concern and or read your praise report and share it with everybody right here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having that holy conversation with you. Yeah, you know, and it's an amazing thing about fathers. And there's great, great wisdom in sacred scripture regarding dads. And one of my favorite verses, I do believe, comes from Proverbs. And it says there, it admonishes dads, it warns dads, you know, not to be overly critical of their children, lest they lose heart, not to be overly critical of their children, lest they lose heart. What does that mean? Sometimes, you know, there's a real difference between correcting a child and being critical of a child. And it has to do with phraseology. It has to do with tone of voice. And it really has to do with what is the disposition of our heart toward our child. And the disposition of a father's heart toward his son or his daughter ought always to be one of love. It is meant to reflect the love of God the Father. It is meant to be the tangible way in which a child recognizes and realizes that God is trustworthy because my Father is trustworthy. And I have found in my work with women through all of these many years that the two wounds of the heart that are the most difficult to receive healing for, or let me put it this way, that are rooted the deepest in a person's heart is a mother wound or a father wound. A mother wound or a father wound. And that father wound is not always because the father was a brute, not always because the father was one who didn't provide for his family, not always because the father was one who was riddled with addictions. No. Oftentimes, that father wound is simply because that child did not receive the affirmation from the father that the child needed to receive, that the child did not feel recognized by the father, and that there was, rather than a correction or a counseling that came from an appreciation for the child, it was one that was primarily rooted in criticism of the child. And so those wounds are very deep. And when there is a deep wound of the heart that goes unresolved, the difficulty in suffering that comes forth from that is that the individual sees the world through the wound and begins to respond to the world through the wound. And responding to the world through the wound always leads to further wounding. This is a fact. This is a fact. So, you know, dads, just be aware of how important your tone of voice is when you speak to your children. Be aware of the way in which you approach them in terms of your demeanor. Be aware of the body language that is yours when you are bringing something into the light that needs to be brought into the light. I'm certainly not suggesting that dads do not correct their children. They should, and they should be the main correctors of the children in the family. They are the protector. They are the provider. They're the leader. They should be the ones primarily that have these difficult discussions with the children. But you have to have your emotions under control. This goes for moms too, but we're talking about dads today, so I'm being specific. But yes, you know, and be careful of the tone of voice that you use. Be careful of the way in which you phrase it. Don't phrase in absolutes. You always mess up. You never do anything. Be very, very aware of how it is. Rein in your temperament and let what shines forth from you is God the Father's love for this child that sits before you. God the Father chose that child from all eternity to come into existence. And he entrusted this child to you. And in a certain way, this is a sacred trust. And what God the Father wants to do is to have you be his face to that child. You know, it's beautiful because one of the talks that Mike Aquilina gave, you know, at the retreat there in Charleroi, Pennsylvania, was on St. Joseph. And he talked about this reality. He talked about, you know, think about, you know, the selection of St. Joseph to be the father on earth to Jesus. He was not an, oh, by the way, character. Neither was our Blessed Lady. Our Blessed Lady was chosen from all eternity to be the mother of the Word incarnate. And St. Joseph was chosen from all eternity to be the earthly father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so God the Father determined that St. Joseph would be his face to Jesus in his humanity. In his humanity. We sometimes forget about the fact of the humanity of our Lord Jesus. And St. Teresa of Avila tells us that we can never forget about the humanity. He was fully God and fully human. So in his humanity needed a father. His humanity needed a mother. And of all of the individuals throughout time that God could have chosen, from the billions and billions and billions of women, the billions and billions and billions of men that God could have chosen, he chose Our Lady and chose Saint Joseph to be his image to our Lord Jesus Christ as he grew and developed, as he came into wisdom and age and grace, as we read in sacred scripture. And so it is with your child. From all eternity, God knew your child would exist. And from all eternity, from the billions and billions and billions of women, the billions and billions and billions of men that God could have selected to be the parent of this one, he selected you, men, to be the father and your wife to be the mother. This is a sacred trust with God. And so that needs to be the guiding reality by which we interact with our children. So in those moments when a child has to be corrected, when they're disobedient, and let me tell you, they're going to be disobedient. If you've got little ones yet and they're also cute, they're going to remain cute all of their lives. But sometimes they're not as cute as other times, you know. And in those difficult moments when those words have to be spoken to them, remember, you're the face of God to them. How would God the Father handle the situation? Ask God the Father to temper your voice, to temper your body language, to temper your interaction with them. And see the difference that begins to make in your parenting. You know, I know that, you know, I look back on raising my three children, and we can only go with the wisdom that we have at the time. And of course, hopefully, if we're growing in relationship with the Lord, we grow in wisdom through the years. And I can look back on those moments and I can say, oh, I wish I would have handled this differently. I wish I could take back this word and speak this word instead. And the Lord does not want us to beat ourselves up about that, because we can only go with what it is that we have at the time. But he does want us to go with what we have at the time. He wants us to act in the grace that we have in the moment. And if that moment seems devoid of grace because our emotions are overwhelming our good judgment, our prudent action, we need to wait until we can get all of that under control. I had a friend, and I was lamenting to my friend. She was actually also my spiritual director, and I was lamenting to her. And I was saying, you know, I just didn't handle this situation well. This is many years ago. And she said, well, you know, Jeanette, she said, we are human after all, and we're all works in progress. And she said, this is my prayer to the Lord. I always ask the Lord to stand in the gap between the love my children need and the love I'm able to give. Isn't that good? I ask the Lord to stand in the gap between the love I'm able to give and the love my child needs. And if we pray that prayer prior to having those serious discussions with them, my guess is that heaven opens up and just pours abundant grace upon us, and the ability to act more godlike in that situation increases by way of that prayer. So I offer that to you today. Maybe it's something that you can take into your life. Maybe it's something that you can begin to, you know, evaluate in terms of where you are now and where it is that you'd like to be. Lindsay out there on YouTube says, please pray for me regarding getting a child and also to get a job visa from Kuwait I'm a Nurse. And we do ask, Father God, that for Brandon and for Lindsay, two people here who truly, truly want to parent a child, I'm just asking abundant blessings upon them. I'm asking that you open up doors. I'm asking, Lord, that you would wipe away any physical obstacle that would stand in the way, Lord God. I'm asking that if there is infertility being experienced, that this infertility would be healed. Father, all things are possible with you. And as we approach this Father's Day weekend, I'm asking, Lord, for special abundant graces on all of those who wish to have a child. Thank you, Father God, in advance for all that you're doing and for all that you will do as we put our faith, our hope, our trust, and our confidence in you. Well, friends, it's been great being with you. Until we're together again, God bless you now. Bye-bye.